Mr. Chair, and thank you, High Commissioner. The Kingdom of the Netherlands aligns itself with the EU statements. The finalization of the consultations on the Global Compact of Refugees earlier this year demonstrates the joint commitment of the entire international community to step up our efforts on burden sharing. We have taken good note of and fully support the High Commissioner's clear recommendation to welcome and strongly endorse the compact. We would like to express gratitude to the outstanding work done by the Assistant High Commissioner Turk and his team. Mr. Chair, we've already heard many examples of the enormous task that has fallen to countries hosting large numbers of refugees. We wholeheartedly commend these countries, including in the framework of the CRRF, and will continue to support them. Let me underline a few concrete examples of such support. Strengthening reception and protection in support of host countries is a key component of our foreign policy. The government has dedicated 128 million annually, euros that is, in addition to existing humanitarian and development funding, for this goal in the years ahead. We intend to step up support for greater access to education, greater access to services, protection for the most vulnerable, and the creation of employment opportunities for both refugees and their host communities. In line with the Compact's comprehensive approach, we recently initiated a partnership with UNHCR, IFC, ILO, UNICEF and the World Bank with a total value of 100 million euros annually to support a development-based approach to forced displacement. The Netherlands remains committed to helping meet global resettlement needs. As of this year, we increased our annual quota from 500 to 750 in addition to resettlement commitments in the framework of EU agreements. We reiterate our call to other states to start programs of their own or to expand existing programs. Mr. Chair, let me now turn to a few institutional matters. We note that the funding gap between demand on the ground and available funds continues to grow. We also note that last year only 17% of contributions to UNHCR were unrestricted. We urge states to support UNHCR with unearmarked contributions, thereby providing much needed flexibility. We note that the Office of Internal Oversight Services has highlighted recurring control weaknesses related to the monitoring of projects implemented by partners. We stress the need for UNHCR management to address the root causes of these weaknesses. We welcome UNHCR's decision to publish data in accordance with the International Aid Transparency Initiative standard, an important commitment in the context of the grand bargain. We are convinced of IATI's value and look forward to continued discussions with UNHCR on this matter. The Netherlands greatly appreciates UNHCR's proactive stance on preventing sexual exploitation and abuse and sexual harassment. We support UNHCR's zero tolerance policy and the senior management's strong commitment. We will closely follow the implementation of the strategy and action plan, and we urge that sufficient capacity be made available in the Inspector General's office to address such matters. Mr. Chair, a holistic refugee response should include mental health and psychosocial support. We encourage UNHCR to play an active role in the integration of mental health and psychosocial support into all sectors. Mr. Chair, the start of Mr. Vitorino as the new DG of IOM is a good opportunity for UNHCR and IOM to comprehensively address coordination arrangements, especially in the context of mixed migration. Mr. Chair, before closing, allow me to highlight our views on a number of specific refugee situations. We are deeply grateful to the people and government of Bangladesh for hosting almost 1 million Rohingya refugees. We continue to call on Myanmar to grant full access to all parts of the country and urge that further improvements be made to the coordination and cooperation among agencies in Bangladesh. We call for a special focus on the challenges faced by Rohingya women and girls, many of whom have experienced sexual violence. any return should take place in a safe, voluntary, and sustainable manner. The humanitarian crisis in Syria remains extremely alarming, with ever-increasing pressure on Syria's neighbors. With the situation on the ground still extremely volatile, we do not yet see a viable scenario for return, which must always be safe, voluntary, and dignified. We stand firmly behind UNHCR's protection threshold and call for the independent assessment and monitoring. For such monitoring of efforts to be possible, access within Syria needs to improve significantly. We appreciate the important role of UNHCR in Libya under very difficult circumstances. Conditions at the detention centers are still alarming. In that light, we are pleased that the gathering and departure center in Tripoli is now ready for use. We collectively need to step up efforts in the context of humanitarian evacuation and resettlement from Libya. And finally, Venezuela's deepening economic and humanitarian crisis puts neighboring countries, including the Caribbean parts of our kingdom, under enormous strain. We appreciate UNHCR's support for the whole region, as well as initiatives that seek to build a regional approach. Thank you, Mr. Chair.